This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
On the programs today, the Greek debt crisis, a street-level perspective, if you will, what we have been seeing and hearing the past couple of days while the rest of Europe has been figuring out what it wants to do with this country and its economy. So the bailout and its context coming up, but first, what it feels like here. Because you walk around downtown Athens, and at first, there is no immediate feeling of crisis. You know, there's lots of crowds, window shoppers, people in cafes, but then you realize not many, if any, of those people are Greek.
These are all Americans, French, you know, the guys who came on vacation, you know.
Vasilis Anastasopoulos is 32 years old. He's married, he's got a 10-year-old boy.
This is Athens, it's Masiraki Square. It's the first place where you will come if you want to see Athens and Greece.
The restaurant he works at, the Barakiris Tavern, has been around for 135 years.
The food is called gyro. It's different kind of meat. And we put in the pita bread. And it's the number one food, the most favorite food.
Vasilis has been working here for more than a decade slicing that meat. And this is going to sound harsh, but he's basically given up.
Many people ask me, what do you want? Euros or drachmas? I don't care. I have a son. The thing I care is to have a good life because I work like all my life. Not to be hungry again, not to be poor again. Just to have a normal life. I don't want to be rich, but I want to have a normal life.
He's a big burly guy, Vasilis is. A little threatening when he gets angry.
First of all, I think that the guys who was before Tsipras, they must be considered traitors. And killed. This is my first idea because they cut my future. You know, I hope Tsipras will make a future for my son because I don't have a chance anymore. I stopped thinking about pension. I stopped thinking about a better life. The only thing I hope now it's for my son to have a better life than me. You know, maybe he will not stay in the heat 9 hours per day. Maybe he will not need to have two jobs to have a normal life. Maybe.
That's a pretty big maybe, though.
Because I've studied. I speak four languages. I study history, you know? And I work like this. I don't want him to be the same. It's very bad to grow up with no future. Believe me, it's awful. I got married. I had a son with no future, with no idea about future. And that's no good. It's not nice. They must be ashamed.
So let's call that the theme of the day, then. It's not nice. None of this stuff is. This has been, as you know, a busy economic day on the European continent. Yes, there is a deal, but there is no actual bailout quite yet. And that's an important point because, as you hear a lot from analysts and traders and, yeah, business journalists, markets and the economy writ large, they hate uncertainty. The thing that makes it all hang together most of the time is people knowing roughly what's going to happen. And given the events of the past 24 hours, not to mention the past 5 years of this whole thing, I'm here to tell you there is plenty of uncertainty to go around.